Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And I know it's late for a lot of us, and I know we might not want to sit up. Amen. Praise God. We want to get in that bed and get some rest for tomorrow, but I got a word in season. Amen. I want you to listen to this.
Though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn, God is concerned, and He's working it out for you. Can I get a witness? The child that's on cocaine, through break and change, oh, that marriage that's on the verge of breaking love. Although sometimes
Because out
that we have, all that we need, amen, it comes from him. It comes from him. So the Bible say, hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewed, and to the hole of the pit where, amen, you are digged. Amen. Whence you're digged from, amen. So the Bible say, seek righteousness. Seek after the God that is of righteousness. Amen. Praise God, because he's the only God anyway. Amen. There is a so-called, amen, entity out there, and he's a weak-minded dog, amen, that try to plague and hinder God's people. It's called Satan, but he's the one that is our adversary, amen, praise God, and he's of unrighteousness. And if he's of unrighteousness, amen, then we should seek righteousness, because God is about righteousness. He's a righteous God. Amen. Praise God. Before we were even formed in our mother's womb, before Adam was created, he's always been a God of righteousness. And he's always been a God of holiness. He's always been a God of truth. So we should seek him while he may be found. Amen. Praise God. And then he said, amen, look unto the rock which you are hewn. We are made a lively stone, amen, a royal priesthood. We are being shapen and molded by God himself, and amen, praise God. And all that we have to do is to literally seek him diligently and ask him for help in time of need. He's working it out for you. Amen. I don't care what it look like. Amen. If you go into court tonight, amen, and you feel like, amen, you're not going to make it through, you're going to faint along the way, all you have to do is call on God. Amen. He'll bring you out. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Jesus drops the charges. Amen. So we turn into the author and finish of our faith. Amen. Praise God. And then, amen, it went on to say, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Amen. Praise God. Some of us have been placed in areas that we shouldn't have not been in. Shouldn't have not been in that marriage, amen, that has caused you hardship. Shouldn't have not had those children for that man that was not of God, or that woman that was not of God. Now all through your walk of life, amen, and their walk, all they do is create problems after problems, suffering after suffering, amen, because you done hooked up with the wrong man and the wrong woman, amen, praise God, and they done created a problem that, amen, seemed like it's never ending. But when you seek the Lord, God will turn that thing around. What the enemy meant for bad, God will turn it around and make it for good. Amen. Praise God. There's so many men out there, amen, and women out there, amen, that are in ministry and said, oh, God gave me this husband, or God gave me that wife, or God told me to do this, or God told me to do that, and it becomes a snare. Amen. Because it will blind you. Amen. Praise God. And God speaks about the woman, amen, praise God, that even live in pleasure, or while she lives, she's dead while she's living. Amen, praise God. But when she turn her life around and begin to seek the Lord, amen, then she'll see the fullness of the glory of God. His manifested glory, amen, will be seen in her. So we need to seek the Lord while, amen, shandarabosa, he can be found, praise God. And the Bible say, look unto Abraham your father and unto Sarah that had bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. When you seek the Lord, the situations that you're going through, amen, if you walk in his righteousness, if you walk in his obedience, if you call on him instead of Muhammad, if you call on him instead of the witch doctor, if you call on him instead of the wallah, if you call on him instead of the soothsayer, then you will begin to see, amen, the blessings, amen, of God, because he will increase you. Whenever obedience is, whenever you stand up in righteousness, there is always an increase. Then the Bible says, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will comfort all her waste places. Amen. You've been, man, tore up from the floor. There's been raggedy places in your life. Amen. Places that you should have closed the door or asked God to close the door, but you wouldn't close them because you thought there was always, amen, a chance that maybe you can make it in this life and do, amen, just like the world do. But the world love its own. That's the word. The world love its own, and it will take care of its own. So we ask, amen, those that, amen, are out there, amen, and that need help and deliverance, amen, it comes from God, the Father of lights. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And God want to comfort you, amen, when you repent for your sins, turn from your evil ways, and seek the Lord, amen, then he will hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and heal the land. Your land need healing. Zion, amen, those that say they have God, amen, praise God, but every time a dress tail pass by, you want to, amen, flip the switch and just run and do everything that you're big enough to do, be a woman or man, be it that you in an opposite, amen, position where you want to be the man and you a woman, or you want to be the woman and you a man, and you're doing the things that, amen, you think is right, but, amen, praise God, they're all a part of destruction, because Satan, he comes not but for to kill, to steal, and destroy. We don't want Satan, amen, praise God. I know I don't want him. I can testify that I've been down in hell. And ain't no corridors to let me out but by the way of God. Amen. Jesus had to step in many times and deliver me from snakes bigger than buses. Amen. Praise God, because of the way that Satan had did to me. But when I made up in my mind, I told God, I say, he did this to me. Now it's time for me to do that to him. Amen. Praise God. And every chance I get, I seek the Lord. Amen. I call upon him while he's near, because when nighttime comes, I won't be able to work. I won't be able to do anything. But if I seek him, amen, I know he's going to bring me out. Amen. Praise God. Got children that doing things they shouldn't be doing. I know if I seek him, he's going to bring me out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. When you fall in the way of the world will always deceive you and tell you, oh, it's okay to smoke that dope. It's okay to gamble. It's okay to have sex without marriage, but God says he's a righteous God. You must live righteous. You hearken unto him who is the author and finisher of your faith. Even Psalms 40 say, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. And I delight, I will, I shall, I don't want to do nothing but to will, God. I want to keep my mind, amen, at a level, amen, of thinking mentally so that the enemy won't penetrate, amen, and cause me to fall. Because I can always gird myself up and recap, amen, and say, no, that's not the way. God said in his word, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. I want to seek him while he may be found. Amen. Praise God. I want to be like Zion. Praise God. That, amen, know that the Lord will comfort Zion on every hand. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Amen. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody shall be there. Amen. Praise God. When you know that you know that you're seeking the Lord, you know that, amen, this issue need to be resolved. You know that you need to make it right with God, but you got to, amen, praise God, step out on faith, and you begin to see God move, the blessings become, amen, because you have righteousness, you do right things, amen. Praise God, you don't cause your hand, your feet to sin, your mind to sin. You don't fight against, amen, your sisters and brothers, amen, and the saints, but you begin to look at it at its value. Amen, praise God, that God is able to do everything but fail. All I have to do is pray, and God's going to change this thing. All I have to do is pray,
praying, God going to fix it. For the Bible said, the effectual fervor and a prayer of a righteous man availeth much. All you have to do is trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding, and he will direct your path. Some of you going down the wrong path. Some of you, before you get even off this, amen, this service tonight, amen, you done already made up in your mind. You got to go and smoke that last crack pipe. You got to go and have sex one more time without marriage. You got to go and do things that are unlawful, unrighteous acts and deeds. Amen. And then you give God a chance. But I'm telling you, amen, praise God, that was a young man that got on a boat. But before he got on the boat, a pastor asked him, said, man, why don't you come on to church? He said, you know, that's the thing that you need to do. Amen. And the young man said, oh, I ain't ready yet. And so he said, I just bought me a boat, and I'm getting ready to go out and go fishing. Amen. The young man got up the next day, went out, amen, praise God, on the waters. And as he was on the waters, that became problems and issues. Amen, praise God. And the enemy caused him to drown. Tonight, God want to raise you up, amen, so that you won't drown, amen. So you got to seek the Lord with all your heart, amen, and know that God is able to comfort you, even the waste places. Those waste places are where you have went in, and they have not given you the benefits of life. God wants you to turn around before it's too late, and those, amen, praise God, that have been in the wilderness, God want to comfort you and say he's getting ready to bring you out. All you have to do is wait upon him and seek the Lord while he may be found. And then, amen, praise God, he want to fix it for you. God can fix it for you, amen, praise God. Where your garden, amen, praise God, will be just like a water garden, and it will produce fruits of its own kind. God want to bless you. God want to turn this thing around in the name of Jesus. Whatever the situation is, there's nothing too hard for God. Whatever the problem is, you need to call upon his name. Seek the Lord while he might be found. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And in the midst of it, all your situations and problems, as God solved them, then he'll give you that joy. Psalmist sang, amen, joy, unspeakable joy. Amen. But he'll give you that joy, amen, that surpasses anybody understanding. They won't understand how problems are in your way, why you going through things, amen, and you still have that joy. Your blessing does not come from the world system, but it comes from God himself. You need to seek the Lord, because God want to comfort you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And then you need to thank him for it. I thank God every morning, and I thank God throughout the day. I thank God at night, because I know my God can do everything but fail. I sought the Lord, and he heard my cries. I sought the Lord, and he heard my prayers. He gave me a new walk. He gave me a greater understanding about his will. Those that are going through the night, you need to thank God. You need to praise God, because in the midst of what you're going through, he's building you up. He's strengthening you. He's making it ready for you. Hallelujah. And your future, amen, things that you will have to go through, he's preparing you. Let him prepare you. Seek the Lord while he might be found. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Praise be the name of God. Hallelujah. Because he's working it out for you. Hallelujah.
Though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't. and he's working it out for you. Can I get a witness? The child that's on cocaine.
Let him work it out.
Through pressure. Oh, that marriage that's on the verge of breaking up. Although sometimes
your peace.